podcast of the year, so we have some new members that I'm going to introduce. Would y'all like to introduce yourselves?
Yeah, I'm Jessica. I'm a senior here at RCHS. This is my first year in Chrome Squad.
My name is Perla, and this is also my first year here in Chrome Squad, and I'm a sophomore here at Roy City High School.
So exciting to have new people. So we're just going to dive right into it. Upcoming events. Jessica, do you want to start us off?
I know that district play is about to start for football and volleyball, so we wish you luck, Bulldogs.
Perla?
Yes, so band is starting their contest season, and our first contest is this Saturday, so wish us luck.
That's so exciting. I also know that cross country is going to district really soon, and at the time that this podcast is being recorded, we are 2 days from fall break, so that's definitely something to celebrate. Yeah, and then there's Halloween that's coming up, so definitely a lot to look forward to. So next we're going to talk about some fall and Halloween trends. Whoever wants to start us off?
So our costume ideas. I know there's been a lot of trends with costumes. I actually don't celebrate Halloween, but I know it's super cool with all their new costumes. I don't know what trends are there actually going on.
I know there's a lot of like group costume ideas, like M&M's.
Oh yeah, those are really cute.
There's a new one for one of the movies that was just released, but I can't remember what it is right now.
Is it Twister?
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. I think they did do like a Twister and Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice is super popular right now with the new Beetlejuice movie coming out.
Hocus Pocus might be too, because they just came out with the second one of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So trendy decorations. What decorations are in style this season?
Definitely pumpkin patch theme is something I see everywhere.
I think it's also because Thanksgiving is right around the corner, so it's like Halloween, you know, the pumpkins and all that.
People can kind of mesh them together.
And yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes sense. And I feel like I've seen a lot of witches. Maybe not. I mean, that's kind of every year, but I've seen quite a few.
Or ghosts.
Ghosts,
that's what we have here. Everywhere.
Ooh, haunted houses. Is that...
I personally have never been to a haunted house.
Me either.
Me neither. I've backed out of going into a couple.
I've heard so many good things about them and that people have so much fun.
I get really scared very easily, and I don't think I'll ever actually go to a haunted house. I'm a scaredy cat. So
me too.
I don't think I'll ever go.
Yeah, I'm not even a horror movie person, so definitely not haunted houses for me.
Yeah, I'd love to go to one, but I never can find anybody to go with because my family's all like scaredy cats, and so I don't want to go by myself.
Oh, boo baskets. What's a boo basket?
Okay, so this is a trend that started like, I think it was just last year, where especially in people in relationships, like you'll make your partner a basket and it has like blankets, treats, slippers, like comfy items, just to like get you in the mood of Halloween.
It's cute. Really cute. I actually really like that. Like
kind of like a little gift.
Yeah.
Like a little Halloween-themed gift basket. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When you get like cozy stuff before it gets all cold and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's such a cute idea.
I would like to receive one. Hopefully I get one.
So what do you celebrate? Do you celebrate like something instead of Halloween?
No, I actually just wait until Thanksgiving starts. I really don't do anything. When I'm here at school, you know, it's really cool though, because I know a lot of people here do celebrate it, and they do really fun activities. Like in our math classes, they're all like Halloween themed math problems and all that, but I don't, so I just wait until Thanksgiving starts.
Yeah. Well, that's cool. I know that some people celebrate like Day of the Dead and stuff too. I don't think any of us do, but
well, my family, they do. I don't really, like, I do, but I don't, you know. I see it as just like a culture type of holiday. And we do sometimes celebrate it every once in a while, like every year. But I think it's really cool, though, because they put pictures of, you know, your family members that passed away, and then they put like food and all that, which is really cool, but we don't really celebrate it. But I know there's a lot of people in our family that do.
Yeah, I think that's a really cool like lead into Thanksgiving, because you're like remembering and then you're thankful. Like, I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah.
And then, okay, so the for part one, the last thing that we're gonna do is a fall this or that. So, hot chocolate or apple cider? And you can kind of like give reasons too.
I'd say apple cider, because I mean, like, to me, hot chocolate definitely feels more Christmassy, like, especially when you add the peppermint and mocha, but like apple cider just gives fall, and it's so good.
Oh, or if you have like a different drink, like fall drink.
I'd go with hot chocolate. Hot chocolate. I love chocolate. Anything that's sweet, I'll take it.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to go with hot chocolate too. I mean, apple cider is like just kind of so-so to me. It does remind me more of fall. Hot chocolate is more of like a cold weather, like Christmas thing. But where I used to live, it would like snow really early, like in October and stuff. So, you know, I wasn't gonna refuse a thing of hot chocolate when it was that cold.
Yeah, I think if I like, if I was gonna have hot chocolate, like if I wanted more of a cold, like a hot thing, I would have. I would definitely go for pumpkin spice lattes.
Oh, yeah, that's a good option. Over hot chocolate. That's, well, my family, we make this thing called wassail, and it's like apple cider, and it's heated up, and they put like cinnamon and a bunch of like different spices and stuff in it, and something else. I don't know.
Like orange slices, I think.
Yeah, orange slices.
Yeah, my family, we use what's called chocolate abuelita, and it's a Mexican chocolate. So we do hot chocolate. And we add in that piece of chocolate. It's so good. Ooh, so good.
That sounds really good. I'm going to try that. Okay, so football or baseball?
I'm not a big fan of any of those. But if I'd have to go with one, it'd probably be football. Just because I'm in band and it's really cool to play and watch the game and perform halftime. And baseball, I don't really watch baseball, so have to go with football.
Yeah, I'd also have to go with football too, especially in my household. My family are huge Cowboys fans, and so it is constant. Every Sunday we are watching that game as a family, and I've really grown to love the sport. Like, it doesn't even have to be a team that I particularly like, but I will, like, if I'm scrolling through and I see a football game on, I will go watch it.
That's really cool. So I guess I'm in the minority here. I like baseball. I think it's cool because it's like, I like the history of it and great American pastime and all that. And I kind of grew up with baseball too, so there's that. And then I don't understand football. I don't know how it works. Like, I get baseball. It's pretty simple, but like, there's just some parts of football that I'm like, why would they do that?
Yeah.
That's fair.
I'm sure there's a reason.
There's a lot of different parts to football. And I don't watch baseball, so I have no idea what baseball's like. So we're
opposites on that.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure if I grew up with football, I would understand. I just didn't, so. Okay, scary movie or cozy movie?
Cozy movie. I can't with horror movies or scary movies. Like I said, I'm a scaredy cat. I can't deal with those type of things.
I'm definitely a scary movie person. I love the thrill. Like, just,
I think we're opposites.
Yeah,
I predicted both of those.
I just, like, I like the jump scares, like, not gonna lie, like, they're just so, I don't know what, like, all of the movies are different, like, you can kind of predict what's happening, but then there's a lot of plot twists that I really like cozy movies, it's like they're gonna end up together, they're like, yeah, like, you can predict it, like, early on,
you already
but
know
with,
what's gonna happen,
but with scary movies you're like, what's next?
Yeah,
and I just love that.
So you're an adrenaline junkie
for sure.
I'm not. I'm a cozy movie person. I'm also a scaredy cat. So any movie recommendations for this Halloween?
One of my favorite, like, horror-ish movies that I've seen, especially recently, is I recently watched The Mist, and it's such a good movie. It's not really Halloween-themed, but it's definitely scary.
What's it, like, what's it kind of about?
It's kind of like this, like, it's literally like this mist falls over this town, and from the mist there's a bunch of monsters, and it's following the perspective of this dad who's trying to get out of the town so that he can live.
Huh. That actually sounds interesting. Yeah, like, I might watch that if it wasn't too scary.
It's really not too scary. It has a couple of moments, but it's not too bad.
Is it more like thriller than straight up like horror? Or?
Yeah, it's not like gut-wrenching, like, bloody, like, serial killer horror, but it's definitely, like, more thriller horror.
What's, like, the scariest movie you've watched? Like, you're like, this is too much.
The one movie I cannot watch The Quiet Place. Like, it's just something about it, just, it, like, it just makes me uncomfortable. Like, I can't do the complete silence, and then just one person makes the slightest noise, and they're dead.
Yeah, I can't.
Okay, yeah. Cozy movie recommendations?
Cozy movie recommendations. There's so many.
Or shows, or?
Shows. Well, I don't know if this would be considered a cozy, like, movie, but anything that has to do with, like, Disney, like, I'll watch it, and I feel like, for me, they're all, like, movies that are, like, you know, the princesses, the, like, fun, you know, prince and princess that end up together. I think I really love that, because when I was little, those were the shows I watched, and I grew up with them, and I feel like that they're not scary, and like I said, I'm a scaredy cat, so I think anything Disney related is a good movie. I find it so kind of fun. Comfort movies. Yes, it's my comfort movies.
What about you, Caitlin?
Gilmore Girls. People always associate that with fall. I have to say that's my fall movie or fall show recommendation.
I've actually never seen Gilmore Girls.
I haven't seen all of it. I'm working my way through it. It's going to be one that I'll rewatch every fall now. I can tell. It's really good. It's like slice of life type of thing.
That's great.
Okay, read a book or a movie night?
For me, it's definitely read a book. Like, just to snuggle up in a blanket and have that story in front of me.
With your apple cider?
Yes, I love it so much.
I think I'm going to have to go with movie night. I feel like I don't have the patience to read a book. Like, the book has to be really good in order for me to, like, sit down and read it. I can't. So movie night, I think, is better, especially because when it's movie night, I usually watch the movie with my family, and I love being with my family. You know, so it's, you know, you get the popcorn out, everything, you sit down, relax on the couch, and watch a movie. So movie night has to be for me.
So it's like an experience.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm kind of torn. I like both, but I do think I'll have to go with read a book, because, I mean, like Jessica said, there's just nothing that beats curling up with a good book and, like, something warm to drink, getting all cozy and really getting into it.
What type of books do y'all read?
I read, honestly, a little bit of everything, like fantasy, thriller, sci-fi, romance, horror, everything. Like, pretty much literally everything. The only thing I don't read is I don't sit down and read nonfiction. Like, that's just, I like it to be a story.
I don't remember the name of this book, but I know that there's a movie that came out, and I don't remember the name of the book, but supposedly that's the book that got everybody into reading. I think people started posting it, like, on TikTok and stuff during the summer, and then there's a movie coming out, and that's the only book that I've actually read.
What genre is it?
I can't remember, because it was like a little bit of two, but I can't remember exactly what it was, but it was like a romance.
Was it It Ends With Us?
Yeah.
By Colleen Hoover? That's a big one.
So I was like, that's the only book I've actually read that really got me into reading. But I think when the movie, you know, came out, I was like, movie. Mm-hmm. I'm going with the movie, not a book. Not a book.
Definitely love when books get made into movies, because, like, also a lot, like, think one thing about books is a lot of it is open to interpretation. Like, if I read a description of a character, I might not get the exact same description that Caitlin would get, if she read the same book. Mm-hmm. So seeing that in a movie of what the author, like, really wanted that character to look like definitely is, like, eye-opening, and I really do appreciate it.
It bugs me, though, when I feel like they didn't cast it well.
Yeah, that is true. Yes. There are some situations where their cast member is not, like, nothing, things don't, like, match, for sure.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be, like, exactly for me, but there are some things that I'm like, yeah, that was mentioned too much in the book for you to ignore.
Yeah,
but yeah, sure. I also read a little bit of everything. I read quite a bit of fantasy, a little bit of romance. I don't read horror, shockingly. I do read some nonfiction, though, like history books and stuff, historical fiction, all of that.
I will read historical fiction, but not just, like, straight history, like, this is what happened. I want it to have, like, a little bit of...
Yeah. So, current read?
Current read is Blood Meridian right now. That is one of the hardest reads I've ever read. It is a historical nonfiction, but it is in Old English, and trying to read it.
Yeah,
it's been a challenge.
Page, I read the first page and it was.
It has been a challenge.
Yeah, I have been reading Six of Crows. I started it, then realized that there was a series that came before it that you're supposed to read first, and I'm not putting it down. So,
yeah, had that happen quite a few times.
Okay, so we only have two more. So chocolate or hard candy? How much time do we have?
We have 17.
Oh, okay, we're doing good. So chocolate or hard candy? Or an alternative, if you don't like either.
That's a hard one.
Yeah.
I have to go with chocolate. Anything that's sweet. Well, hard candy is sweet, right? But chocolate...
It's
especially
rich.
When it's like
it's a different type of
yeah,
sweet.
Yeah,
like,
it's a different type.
It's
of
not
sweet.
Sugary sweet. It's
no.
like
it's like rich sweet.
Yeah, it's rich sweet.
And it's like I'm a big fan of any type of chocolate. Like if you bring me dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, I'll eat it. Like I don't know. I have a thing with chocolate. It's like I don't know. I love it.
So what's your favorite chocolate then?
You know that chocolate that they usually use it for fundraisers. I think they sell it.
World's Finest?
Yes. That's my favorite type of chocolate.
Yeah, that chocolate is so good.
What's it called? Like the chocolate covered almonds?
Mm-hmm. Oh, those are
yeah, those are
good.
So good. Like amazing. They're amazing. So I'd have to go with the almond covered chocolate. That's my favorite.
That's a very solid choice.
Yeah, that is a solid choice. I'd have to go with chocolate, but like, I like kind of. Not an option, but candy corn. I love candy corn.
Oh,
I know
candy
that
corn
is
so good.
I know
I've
that
never
people,
tasted it ever.
I know that
you need it. You need to go down to the library and guess so you know that you
okay. Yeah, candy corn is yeah. So good, and like I know a lot of people. It's either you hate it or you love it. My favorite thing to do with candy corn though is especially like while watching a movie, like a Halloween movie, is I mix my candy corn with kettle corn popcorn, and the sweetness just mixes together, and it is so good.
That sounds
so.
Delicious.
Is it like? Hard is
no,
it like
it's like wax.
It's
to be
like
honest.
Wax. Yeah, like it's not hard, but it's not soft. Like it's kind of an in between.
Yeah,
but it's not gummy either. Yeah. It's like
that's
bite into it
love
and bite
or hate it.
It
because they're like either people are like it's like wax, that's delicious, or they're like ew, it's like
yeah,
yeah. I love candy corn. It's really good. I have to go with chocolate too. I like Reese's a lot because like chocolate and peanut butter is hard to beat, but also gummies are good. Like
gummies
nerd
are...
clusters, I really like those.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Those are so
those are
good.
Delicious.
I love those.
Oh, but you know what I don't like? That's weird. So candy corns. Have you ever had the like the pumpkins that are the same thing?
Yes,
but I don't like those.
I don't like those either.
They're
it's
like I don't know.
They just they're just not made the same.
No,
like,
they're like softer. I feel like I don't
yes,
know.
Yes, they just have a different texture, different flavor. It's like the dyes just don't mix the
yeah.
same way.
There's just something off about them. To
yeah.
me. I thought it was the only one because like they're basically the same but different shape, but I don't know. Okay, so Halloween party or scary movie?
That one is a hard one. If I could mix them, definitely a Halloween party with a scary movie, like a scary movie
yeah.
watch party. Like that would definitely be what I would do. Like just sitting down and watching a scary movie with my friends and like watching their reactions and watching them jump. So
that'd be really funny. I'd probably have to go with a scary movie. You know, I might just stop being a scaredy cat and watch a scary movie. But yeah, I think a scary movie, like I said, I love watching movies. And if I'm gonna have to choose, it'd probably be a movie to get out of my comfort zone and get a little scared. But it's okay, I'll be fine. But
I like when there's like an intense part in a movie and like my sister's sitting next to me and I'll reach out and go, ah, and like grab her and she'll jump. It's really fun. I have to go with Halloween party on this one, just because I'm not really a scary movie person. I feel like, I don't know, it would be fun to like get together and just, you know, maybe watch a cozy movie.
Since
I'm a scary
movie.
Cat, yeah.
Definitely.
But yeah, I think that's all. Do y'all have anything else to add? I know that Delaney's not here today, but she should be back for some of our later podcasts, so y'all don't forget about her.
We won't forget about her.
Is that all?
I think that's it.
Okay, so then part two of the podcast will come soon. We're going to be going over a mystery or a true crime thing. Yeah, we're going to watch a true crime documentary and then talk about it. So y'all tune in for that. Bye.